What's good, everybody? Hello, how you doing? I feel like we haven't spoken, but I feel like we haven't like talked in a while, low key.
I've been speaking mostly Spanish, so my accent is coming back.
Your accent?
Yeah.
You do have an accent.
I know. I can hear it a lot of the time, but a lot of words I'm not even pronouncing right. Like
what?
It's sounding like a bit Australian. Like, no, I wish it sounded Australian. But it's a mixture of a couple different ones.
What?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Tell me.
I don't notice it. I feel like I used to hear your accent a lot more, like when we first became friends. But then like as you started to live here, it kind of went away.
Well, it's coming back. Something is coming back.
Is it allowed to come back, or not even it's allowed to? But is that possible? Or
I just didn't know how easy it could be. So I went. Years, maybe like 5-6 years now without speaking Spanish at all, pretty much, unless I was calling home. And now I'm talking to a lot of Spanish speaking people, and it's different. There's like a different part of my brain
that's on,
and now when I'm speaking, like, I just feel like I don't sound as cool. My lingo is not there, just a bit off, but.
It's nothing wrong with that. He's also tanned as fuck, everybody. If you can't see him, he's hella brown right now. And it's not even March yet, so he's only going to get darker as we speak. Me too. I think we both get pretty dark, right? Like, we don't have, like, as colored people, we don't have to really wear sunblock, right? That's a thing. Like, if you're colored, you don't, like, as opposed to if you're palm colored, you do definitely have to put some. I mean, you should always put sunblock on, but. I feel like as colored people, we don't have to put sunblock on as much. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Like the only consequence that you really get.
Actually,
I get sunburned.
I've learned that you are still supposed to wear it just for health reasons. Yeah. But there's some people on Twitter who talk a lot about how good the sun is and how you should ignore it, that part of science. I don't know. There's a lot.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think so? There's a lot of people, along with all the conspiracy theorists, who believe that kind of stuff, like that everyone is out to get you and science is not factual, or that it's in place to try to make you do things which are actually affecting you in a negative way. I don't know. It's crazy.
But I'm still going to wear it.
Actually, I just forget to wear it a lot of the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't wear it, I feel like I'm completely fine. Except for the part where I get really tan. But I don't know. It's cool. I enjoy it. Like,
I don't know. Okay, so this, I don't know what this is, but I used to really not like being dark as a kid. Like, I feel like I'm not cuter when I was like dark, when I was sun kissed. But a lot of people like to get tans and they wish that they can be tan, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. But people go and actively try to get tan, and I'm out here just not appreciating the gifts that God blessed me with nice brown skin, because I was like, oh, every time I'd be like, oh, I liked in the wintertime because I'm like really light. And I don't know if that's just society telling you that, like, oh, being light is better, but I feel like I should embrace being tan and dark and brown. But as a kid, I always used to not like that. I was like, oh, damn, I'm darker.
It's problematic.
It's systemic.
Pretty early on for me.
My
family would used to tell me that I was adopted
because you were
pretty
dark.
Early on, yeah, because I was the dark one. Like, oh, you're adopted. And then in some kids' telenovela, which is like, it's like a Disney Channel show type thing, in Mexico, there was a black kid and they treated him really badly, and
that's fucked up.
He was in love with a really cute blonde girl. Like, you grow up like thinking like, oh, she's the coolest girl in class, and he just got the worst of it. Like, he was in love and it was not reciprocated
because he was dark.
So it was a sad story. So it was just like, oh, yeah. You're just like thinking like, oh no, I don't want to be like,
that's what I'm saying,
which is really fucked up
if you really think
about
it.
You know, like, it's so much more than, and colorism is, I mean, like, now almost every subject feels like bringing it up a bit much because people are too sensitive and cancel culture is really weird. Like, mm-hmm. I think people should be allowed to be made fun of to a degree. And I don't think there's a topic that is exempt. Completely off.
Yeah.
Off, like, as an option of being talked to. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Because in Filipino culture, right? So there's thing. I don't know if this is the same word in Hispanic culture. I was going to say in Mexico because that would have been racist.
Latinx? Latinx? You forgot to say that.
Is it Latinx or Hispanic? What's the proper thing? I don't know. Does it or does it not? Because if I post that and I get canceled for saying Hispanic, then I'm going to say Latinx.
It's just not that deep, but Hispanic has to do more with the language.
Okay.
Latin is more with the race.
Okay, so what should I be referring to in this sense?
Just Latinx.
Latinx? Bad Bunny, yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry. Anyway, what I was about to say, I don't know if this is the same in Latinx culture. See, we're just trying to progress and, you know, move forward and, you know, get it right in the best way that you can. But in Filipino culture, so like all the superstar or like the movie stars or the TV stars, right? They're all what they call like quote unquote like mestizo or mestiza, right? I don't know if that's what it is, but pretty much it's like if you're kind of like lighter a little bit as a Filipino or like whatever, but you're kind of like a light. I guess it would be like light skinned Filipino in a way, because you know Filipinos are technically like we're actually like brown or like pretty dark to be naturally, right? So like all the mestizo, mestiza people are all like light skin, like not really brown, more kind of like white. And then oh my god, she's mestiza or like he's mestizo, and that's like a term that's like really kind of glorified. And like a lot of the Filipino like actors and actresses, they're all like half Asian or like half Filipino, half white, right? They're not even really full Filipino for the most part, right? Like either like their mom or their whatever is half. So like all these like people who are glorified in like TV, Filipino TV shows and movies aren't even really full Filipino generally.
Same, yeah.
So that's pretty I think that's like pretty problematic and kind of colorist in a way, because it's like we're glorifying these people who are like, I mean, technically they are still Filipino, but they're not full Filipino and they're actually half white, and we're calling them mestizo, mestiza, which is this like really good thing to be called, like, oh, she's fair skinned. I think that's what it translates, like, oh, he or she is fair skinned. And I think that's kind of weird, right? And I guess that maybe that's where I get it from, like, oh, I wasn't mestizo enough because I was always just dark or like brown, you know what I mean? So I think that it's just weird how like the world has kind of just accepted that or was at the time that like, oh, this is what fair skin is. You know what I mean? So, but I'm embracing my tan this summer. That's what I'm saying. I'm embracing being, if you see me and I got a tan going on, I'm a little darker, just know I've been outside.
Just be happy for me.
Just be happy. I'm getting this vitamin D.
Happy for me, my 50 shades.
Yeah.
Darker.
I just say I have nothing particularly wrong with it. Even though it could be wrong. I'm just saying it's weird how that is.
I think
motherfuckers aren't even full Filipino.
No, I would say we were brainwashed.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Into believing it. And you could say, like, objectively, we agree now on like beauty standards and stuff like that. But if you went back and looked at how it happened, I would think that it just started from like Spaniards coming, you know.
Yeah. The whole thing.
The colonizer type.
Yeah. Mentality. Same thing with like light skin, dark skin. Like for black people, right? Like, oh, this dude light skin. Oh, she's dark skin. Like, even though that's a Twitter joke, it still comes from the world perception of having lighter skin to be the more like favorable or dominant.
Yeah,
no. Skin color.
It's really real.
It's real.
It's real, and I feel like we're not there where everyone's talking about it. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, same even in Latinx culture, right? Like a lot of the Latinx like girls who are beautiful, right? They're like the blonde, like light skin, like kind of more pale skin Latinas with like blue eyes, right? Yeah, is that wrong?
Like, you know, that's yeah. Right. And on TV, that's all you see.
I mean, sure, they're bad as fuck, but like
you're like all the weather girls are not.
Yeah, like Yanette Garcia. Like, no, she's more like
still pretty light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the problem, man. Like, even if you made that statement, like, she's still a bit darker. If you looked at the spectrum, you would be like,
of like, no, the average, that, like, yeah, Latinx, like, yeah, color, yeah, of a person.
You would always say, like, oh no, it always falls in the middle half.
No, nah, first, the darker,
yeah, the beginning half.
Yeah, the spectrum. Yeah, like, but Salma Hayek is like pretty lighter skin, she, even, yeah, on the spectrum, right? I love you, Salma Hayek. Sorry. But yeah, I don't.
Her accent's cool. Talk about accents.
No, her.
Like,
that
was one accent that I was gonna say I'd be okay with. How, I don't want to sound like her, but like, some accents just work, and it just, I think you just have to embrace, okay, it. So that's what I'm on. I'm just like,
okay, as a Latinx individual, what to you is the most attractive Latinx accent to you, in your preference?
Colombian. I think you told you that, right?
I don't know. I'm sure we talked about it, but like off camera. But
yeah, Colombia.
Colombia.
It does.
Can you hear it in your head? Like, who is that? Sofia Vergara from, yeah, Colombia? Whatever her accent is, I think that's
people one. Always say she fakes it. I don't know if
You could fake that accent for too long.
I don't know, man. She does. People say that she does it for the money, and she does have a lot of money, so I could see the point, but. I feel like I just be so tired.
So what, you think she's just like, she has no accent at all?
Or, well, she doesn't sound completely Colombian, like the average Colombian.
Mm-hmm. What would, yeah, you say would be second?
Venezuelan second?
I don't really know what a Venezuelan person sounds like.
I don't even know what damn, should we do this interactively?
No, just like off the top of your head. Yeah, I'm just like,
I'd say Venezuelan. But okay, they're not too many of them are completely distinguishable. Like, some are more recognizable.
Also, I feel like it depends on the person.
Right? Yeah, that's the thing. You can't really, like, that's just like a,
yeah. But like, overall, like, Colombian.
Blanky assumption, but overall, Colombian.
Okay.
I know you can hear it, but it's just like slurred. It's just like.
What is it about it that makes it, you say that though? Like, there's just. Is there like something that like just me? I don't know. Like,
no,
like what about that from different, like maybe from maybe like Spanish makes it like, is it slower?
Oh, Puerto Rican. Okay, I'll say like those three.
Okay. Yeah. Is it like and slower?
It's like slower and it's like. And Spanish. Okay. Those are top four. I'm blocking it.
Like Spain Spanish.
Yes.
Not like Mexico Spanish.
No, yeah. Like Spain.
Mm. So what is it different? Like, Spanish in Mexico versus like Spanish or like those other three that makes you say like, oh yeah, it's those three.
I think for me, it's for one, the fact that it's different, so it sounds different than mm-hmm. what I'm used to,
okay,
that's hearing. Fair. That's the main point. And then it's just like, hola papi, like.
Why is that the first thing that you say as an example?
Like, no, I mean, people say that a lot in Spanish. I think like Colombia and Puerto Rico is like,
okay.
I can't think of it. It's like,
okay,
you know what I mean? Like,
I get you. Yeah, yeah.
It's like embracing. It's embracing. The accent is really embracing.
What is the first thing that comes to mind? Hola, papi.
Hola, papi.
Okay, valid. Okay, I was just wondering. Let me see. What other kind of Latinx questions can I ask you? Is there a Latinx country that makes better food that, in your opinion, than Mexico?
I've been really into Peruvian food recently.
Okay. Peruvian food is smack. I ain't gonna lie to
Peruvian
you.
Peruvian food is really good.
Yeah, lomo saltado. Fire.
Argentinian steak. Oh, there's so much I want to get home.
Or like a Brazilian steakhouse. Yeah, like a Brazilian steakhouse. What is it? Churrascaria, right? Yeah. Is that the word for it?
Yeah, so the Brazilian and the Argentinian are both really good.
They're okay.
Kind of similar, but
different.
Like the empanadas from Argentina are really good.
Ooh, that sounds fire, actually.
And then like Salvadorian pupusas.
I was going to say that. Pupusas are fire. But overall... Like, is there a like Latin
the best?
Is there a Latin country that has better food than Mexico?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nah.
Maybe
I feel like people anywhere they travel, they look for tacos. Because are you gonna miss with tacos?
When's the last time you had tacos?
Today.
I had tacos last night. So, dude, but like that's the thing. Like tacos are just so. I think what makes tacos great, bro, is it's so in its essence, it's very simple. But it's fucking gas. Straight up. For like for real. For what it's a tortilla, it's meat, vegetables, and sauce. And it's so good. I crave tacos all the time.
But then I appreciate similar ones, like similar dishes, like the falafel is just like, all right, I see what you're doing. It's similar to the taco. Healthier.
A falafel? Similar to the taco?
You know, but you know, like in terms of like components, like
with the pita,
the parts to it.
Like a pita?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. I think I crave tacos like almost.
That's the problem.
Multiple times a week.
Yeah.
It's also so cheap here too. $1.50, $1.25 if you're at the right spot. I went to the taco stand I went to last night, bro, had a bacon wrap hot dog section with it too.
What do you mean?
Like there was a.
Please elaborate.
There was a hot dog cart.
Like right next to it?
Like literally in it.
Oh.
So they're thinking ahead, and this is at home, and I've never even seen like a bacon wrap hot dog station other than in LA, like downtown LA specifically, or outside of a sporting event. The fact that they had it there with the taco stand, like you're covering everything for like Mexican street food, like right there. The only thing they're missing is like an elote cart and a raspado cart, and they would have been chilling. But yeah, I've never seen that like with a taco stand like in general. You know what I mean? But it's also cheap. Like I feel like when people come here to LA, they want tacos. Like do you think LA or SD has better tacos? Cause, or OC?
Probably LA and SD.
Ranking.
With the few overall with the few outliers.
In OC,
for sure.
Like the Mariscos place by your house?
Yeah.
Well, also, to be fair, in OC, if the tacos are good, it's probably in Santa Ana.
Oh. And yeah, maybe like Fullerton, but not really. Santa Ana, bro.
Maybe at like Anaheim. But then again, we're
it's
also...
It's mid-county. It's got to be mid-county.
It's all the more Latinx populated
cities. Yeah, which is in the middle. It's right. We're like right in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. And then some in the IE too. I ain't gonna lie. There's some heat near me. But that's like La Puente. I would consider that kind of more like East Los Angeles, right? To be fair.
Yeah.
I think East LA got the best tacos in all of LA.
Yeah.
Right? Something. I think across the board.
Something about
across the board. Not even just like carne asada but like also like mariscos too.
Wait, when you did your
taco video?
Your tour?
Yeah.
Would you say that's where you found the best ones?
It was all in there. They're like the only places that we went to go get tacos were all from.
Oh, that was smart.
East LA.
That was smart. That was smart.
So I guess like yeah, that has to do. Because there's this place in like.
No, so you were already testing the best of the best, and then
I think so. Yeah.
Right, like you rated
the
best.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. There's a couple good ones in the valley, kind of more like northern a little bit. When Franco and Aram and. They know where that's at. But I would say like mainly all East Los Angeles tacos. Right? I'd say like they're all like...
We're all over the place. Like in terms of... I mean, like
Mexico. I know, but I'm saying like the best
also,
ones.
Like I think we could agree or like if like a group of people, I think you can get a pretty fair consensus.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be interesting to hear it from an expert, like you know,
an
like
expert,
chef, like a food expert, like
nah, cause that's different, because that's different, bro. Because like chef rated is different than what the streets are saying. You know what I'm saying? Like some of the better tacos are like on the street, like it's.
But in what is it? I don't even know what I would base it on.
Just like fire, like how,
like
how fire is it?
Because there's different, like it can be the tortilla, it can be the meat, it can be the sauces can make it or break it. Like if the limes aren't there.
I think just overall.
Just overall?
Yeah, like the best tacos are for sure like in East Los.
I know people's mouths are watering. This is too easy.
I'm hungry. I could eat a taco right now too. Shit. No, but yeah, I really think that. That like all the... Unless, okay. Where in LA do you all like to get tacos? Where are your favorite taco stands, taco trucks? We are going to do an I Feel That. We're going to do a podcast review on all these taco places. I did a YouTube video on it already. If you want to go ahead and check my YouTube channel at Justin Roque on YouTube, you can go ahead and check it with my friend Casey. But yeah, I genuinely think, do you trust my taco judgment? Like, not even as just, not even as friends, just like, do you think that I know what good tacos are?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you trust? Do you like?
Yeah,
trust?
Yeah. I know you grew up in it. I know you're like, you like food a lot. I was gonna say, I don't know how to say that by the way, but
I know you like to eat.
Because
okay,
you'll fuck some tacos. Oh,
because the reason why I ask is because sometimes like okay for you also know this too. Depending on who you're with or people that you're with, right? Like you can't trust everybody's food palette. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like there's some people, you know, like for you, for example, right? I know I can ask you like, oh, where's a good Thai spot? Where's a good pizza place?
Pho,
right? And you're gonna deliver me something.
Not pizza. Well, no.
You should send me to a good
couple. Yeah.
Oh, bro. Side note. If you haven't tried putting honey on your pizza yet, yo, you are sleeping on it. You need to try putting... It sounds crazy, but I've had some of the... What was the spot called?
Roberta's.
He took me there, and there was fucking honey on the pizza, and it was some of the best pizza I've ever had in my life. And there was like a spicy honey too, right?
No, the meat on it, it's like a pepperoni type thing, and it's spicy. It's like spicy meat, and so it mixes well with the lightness and the sweetness.
Oh, dude, sounds fire. Yeah, okay, honey on pizza.
Now every time I go to pizza parlor, like I'll be like, "Have you guys tried honey?"
Okay, on
Okay,
but
like,
you can't put it on everything, though.
I know.
But like on more. But like,
also, if you tell people, they're just like, "Shut the."
It's that's
like
what I said. Those
things that is like pushing it, you know, especially people that like to try weird stuff. It's still in the.
Is that considered weird
like,
stuff?
I feel like not until you try it, you really, really understand what it's like, what it is.
It's fire. Look, you heard it here. You maybe not first, but you heard it here. The stamp of approval is here. Try honey on pizza, right? Would you suggest that? That's a good suggestion
for sure.
Okay, but back to my point. What I'm saying is, I know I can ask you like, oh, bro, where's a good fill that in to wherever? I don't know. And I know where you send me, most likely it's not going to be trash. And most likely it'll be pretty good, right? Is that fair to say? I think I can trust you when I say like, oh, what should we eat? Send me somewhere. And you're going to send me somewhere and it's probably going to be good, right? And I would like to think that you could say the same for me too. Ideally.
I'm trying to think of friends that wouldn't.
Okay. Hold on. Hold that thought. What I'm trying to... there are some people, not that there's anything wrong with it, but you can't just ask anybody those things.
Your
like on
palates are not lit.
Your palate's not up to par of like what's fire. You know what I mean? And here's what I think is weird about it. Because like, sure, taste might be like subjective, right? Like, oh, but it's not like movies. You know what I mean? You get what I'm trying to go with this? Like, oh, you should watch this movie. But like, oh, I don't know if you'd like this movie because it's not really like your movie vibe, right? Food, on the other hand, it's either good or it's not. You know what I mean? Like, it's either delicious or it's like, eh, or it's like bad, right? Like, there's levels to it. There's not the same amount of subjectivity to like food in terms of like how gas it is in the same way there'd be like music or movies, right? Like, oh, listen to this album. Oh, I don't know if I would like that. You know what I mean? But like, if I send you to this taco place, like it's either fire or if it's not. You feel me?
I get you. I think I don't really like when people are easily persuaded. I really appreciate a person that's on like straight up, maybe not in the restaurant, like right after you're done. But like, that was alright. You know, like,
I'll let you know.
Cause then you, yeah,
I'll let you know.
I know that. I know.
I'll let you know if I didn't like.
But it. Sometimes you'll go out with a group of friends and everyone's just like, oh, that was delicious, and then it's not. Like, it wasn't that delicious.
Like, wow, that was really good. They leave a bad Yelp review right after. Yeah. I feel that. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you don't trust everybody with food. Some people have better hits than misses. Or, like, for certain foods, some people have, like, places that they suggest really well, but some places aren't, like, their strong suit. You know? I would say, not to be very biased, but I think that we have very good overall curated food lists, right?
Self-acclaimed curators. No, I'd believe.
I genuinely think I would not do food videos or like, you know, if I didn't think that or if I felt that way.
People, not to mention any names, but we got some heated messages about our tier. Our fast food
ratings. Oh, Lindsay? Dude, whoever disagreed with that tier list is just wrong. And that sounds so biased, but that tier list was fire. It was so fire. It was like the most perfect tier list ever. I don't know how to make it more perfect.
How could you make that any better, right?
I don't think so. Like, that's what I'm saying. And maybe I'm biased, but I think that I just know I have a good feeling for food. I'm not picky, and I actually don't like, I eat a lot of stuff. Anyway, but I feel like I'm very,
I think I've probably changed. Like, now I'm a little more, like, health conscious, like, just, like.
True, but, like,
being just a little bit, you know.
But being more, like, health conscious,
like,
doesn't.
Like, maybe Chipotle would have put way below, like, Taco Bell, which we maybe.
You'd put Chipotle way below?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe before. Like, now I wouldn't. But the only high school me, I wasn't having that much Chipotle.
Yeah, we got money now.
Is that why? The extra walk.
You got extra $10 now. You could afford guac and sour cream. Yeah, I don't know. Am I by? Okay, so here's.
Or try us. Try us. Ask us for.
I don't think.
Dank restaurants and see how much you like it and then tell us your honest opinion.
Look. I know food, bro. And you know why I think we know food? Is because we were raised in...
Trenches.
Not the trenches. I came from a very middle-class family, by the way. you know, in a very middle-class family. You know, I'm not going to say I was born in the trenches. I come from a very good household. Got like, you know, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to lie. I said like, came from the mud. I didn't.
No, I think I got lucky by the places I ended up moving to. So, like, I grew up in Mexico, so my Mexican palate is exquisite. And
I also would like to think.
Also, I mean, the food we had at UCLA,
I grew
was
up
pretty
in Mexico.
Amazing.
I pretty much grew up in Mexico.
Yeah. You use it too. And then. I spent a lot of time in Culver City, which had great food, especially Thai. A lot of really good Thai food there.
Factual.
And then there's a lot of actually back when I was in Santa Ana, we had Westminster and Garden Grove, and all the Asian towns around us.
That's what I'm saying too.
And my mom loved taking us there, so I also have that.
Yeah. So
I think I'm pretty different. Like, you know.
So okay, to break down why you think that I think I'm so elite with my food palate, I pretty much went. My high school was technically in La Puente, California. I don't think it technically is. It should be considered West Covina, but La Puente is right there. So it was very Latinx dominated. So I grew up, at least from middle school until high school, around a lot of Latinx people. So there's a lot of. I'm not going to say in my area there's a lot of like elite taco joints, but there's a lot of really, really good something. You know what I mean? I'm not going to put any of the. Best tacos in LA near where I'm at, but there's a lot of solid, just like solid, you know what I'm saying? Like taco joints, like right by the crib. Another mile away is Diamond Bar in Roland Heights. So Asians. You know what I'm saying? Hella Asians everywhere. So there's a lot of good Asian restaurants in that area too.
I was gonna say, I feel like whenever we visited you, there was rice, like a pot of rice, which is also always
hella.
But that's not the point. That's like next door.
It's like you guys. So I don't know. Just the area that I'm
Diamond
from.
Right?
Diamond Bar is just like one city's here.
Yep, close 3 miles. Like little enclaves. Like,
yeah, like 3 miles down is another city. Another city. Like you could be in one city on one street, and then the next street over is technically another city. So I think that's why, like, I growing up, like, I just always had like a good mix of food. You know what I mean? And like for some people whose food palate I don't trust is people who didn't kind of grow up like that, or even when they became like an adult, they didn't like expand. You know what I mean? Like, I think up until this point, I've pretty much had every kind of like culture food, except maybe like some like European countries. You know what I'm saying? But I think I've had pretty much every Asian food, all the main like Latin foods, like Peruvian, you know, empanada, you know, all that shit. I've had it. You know what I'm saying? I've had Filipino food.
Oh, Filipino food. I forgot about Filipino.
You know you love Filipino.
I can't even lie.
You know you love my mom's barbecue sticks. You know that. So yeah, I think like I just have tried everything, so therefore I feel like I have a good feeling on things. You know what I'm saying? So I think so. I think, I don't know, maybe that's biased. But I feel like if you haven't like tried everything, it's hard to say like, oh, like, you know, like what it is.
Yeah, if you don't like veggies, or if you're the type to always ask for mods, you know, take this off, take that off. I don't do this sauce. I don't do like this topping.
Just eat your fettuccine Alfredo. Yeah,
you can't. You're not. Your opinion is just not valid in this case.
Right? Yeah, like if I tell you like, oh, what's something crazy? Like, if you don't like Indian food, that's tough. Because Indian food is gas.
I love Indian food.
It just fucks you up.
My stomach.
Yeah, it makes you... The spices. It's the spices. For sure. No. I'm not. I love
actually, eating. I just saw... Hey, bro, this is a great question. Eating. But I just saw someone tweet, like, what's one food that will have you like this?
That picture where you're like,
yeah, like
he's like stomach ache,
yeah, like you're in the toilet, just like folded
for sure. Indian food for sure. But to be honest, Indian food is actually one of the healthier culture.
Yeah, you're just not used to it.
Yeah, there's just like a lot of spices and seasonings that you're just not used to, and
like beans and Mexican food fuck people up.
Cheese
and Italian,
like cheese and burrito and. Mexican food. Right?
I'll choose.
Yeah, like definitely I think Mexican food.
But lasagnas, like I think lasagnas was one of the first foods where I was just like, damn, my lactose intolerant.
Like, hey, I think for me, bro, I think lasagna gets slept on in Italian food. Like, sure, okay, pasta, yeah.
Lasagna, yeah. I think lasagna is one of those where
do you like lasagna?
I like it, but
I fuck with lasagna.
I have yet to try.
Like a good one.
Like great. Maybe you want to travel to its
original
home.
I love lasagna. Who's the cartoon character that likes lasagna? Cat. It's a cat. Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
Garfield loves lasagna. Not that that has anything to do with it, but I also think lasagna is really good. But people, I think pasta is just that great that
I just got so many flashbacks of Garfield's. So like, yeah. I was like,
whoa. Garfield's lit because he's
smart. He's
dude. He's a very intelligent. He's a very intelligent kid or cat. Okay, this is the question. It's the food question that I have today, but I wrote this down because I noticed that I do this, and I don't know if you do this or if any other people do it or if anyone else does this, but. Do you say, for example, do you eat your food in order of like which bite looks best? So say like here I was eating like a steak. I think I was eating maybe sweet green or no, what's the other greens? Tender greens. I was eating tender greens, right? And at Tender Greens, for those who don't know, they have steak plates, but the steak is already kind of pre-cut. So as I'm eating it, maybe this doesn't happen like initially, like on when all the food is there, but as you're kind of like narrowing it down and you're going through your meal and there's like a last couple of bites left, do you like eat like which bite kind of doesn't look as good first? And then you kind of save like the last.
Do you save like the last bite?
Oh, that's
for sure a thing.
That's a thing. I thought I was crazy for thinking that.
Your shoulders just.
I was like, damn, is this?
No, I think about it too. But for me, it's, oh damn, when you're having some like dry ass chicken.
Yeah.
Like you just want to get there first so you can get to like all the savory. Like,
that's what I'm saying. So
the
like,
mashed potatoes and the green beans and all the other good stuff.
Is there an order of which you like take
bites? For me, I'd say overall it goes great first bite, then all the shitty stuff. And then I want to finish like with the gray.
Yeah, like sometimes, bro, when I'm eating like a, so I guess I don't know why this is the example that comes to mind, but steak, right? If I'm eating, say like my dad makes really good steak. When we eat steak at home, we eat it with rice, right? And say like I'm cutting my steak and I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, which, and I say like, I only have enough rice for like one really good bite. Like I could split the rice, but it wouldn't be satisfactory with the two pieces of steak I have left. You know what I mean? So there's either two like mid pieces, mid like sizing of rice for my two pieces of steak, or I can just eat the meat. One, the ugly meat, I can eat the ugly meat by itself, and then I could save whichever piece of meat looks better and eat it with the rice.
That's probably what I'll do.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking for the longest time that I was crazy because I did that. But I'm like scanning because you want that last bite.
I think
to
I
be
do
fired.
It a lot more when I'm eating alone. Like I take more of the time to eat evenly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird. I don't know if it's like the kid inside me or like we're just like human. Like humans. Just,
yeah.
Like what is it? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, how do you even decide it?
That's what I'm saying. Like I'll be looking at my food. I'll be like, damn. Which bite do I want to be my
But
last
I think
bite?
It comes down to like you just want to have a great experience, like great meal.
Yeah, like you want to finish off like on
like a, now I'm thinking about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
like sometimes it has too much tomato and then all.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like the last half of it, I don't want to. No, the last half of it, I'll have with the best sauces. So like the first half, I'll like do the ones that I like but are not the best. And the second half, dip that shit into the Chick-fil-A.
Hey, also, hear me on this one. Say, like, you're eating a burger, right? I'm going through your burger. You can't really tell, like, when your first half, you have, like, the whole burger. But, like, as you're eating it, you're getting into maybe, like, quarter left, half, right? In a burger, right, there's so much moving shit in there that it moves as you eat it, right? Or say, like, there's just a lot in there. So, like, it kind of moves. So, like, as you're kind of ending towards the end of your burger, you notice like, okay, there's more shit on like on this side. So I'm going to eat the side that has less. That way, when it comes to my final bites, it's like the most jam packed bites to finish off. As opposed to you ever just eat something like a burger and then like your last bite just is buns. And it's like, ugh, what is that? You know what I mean? Is that a thing? Like, do you do that as well?
I think it naturally happens, especially the meat. Like, you just bite a lot into part of it, and then you're like, oh, well, I only got less. Really small part, piece of it left.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Like, and I think Chick-fil-A is the one that says something about, like, their first bite not being the best, but, like, the second. Have you seen that? I saw that somewhere. Like, they said it, Chick-fil-A.
I would also argue that about burritos,
because you know how it has the first... You know how the chicken comes outside? So the first bite is like just chicken, but it's like...
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Same thing like with a burrito too, I think. Like in a burrito...
Burritos are a whole... I don't know if you know this, but they're not very Mexican, right?
Like, yeah, it's not original.
Yeah.
Like it's not an original like Mexican thing.
And people love... I mean, I love it, but lately I've been avoiding them. Like I'd rather take a bowl or tacos over the burrito because the burrito... It's a lot. That's a lot of responsibility.
Okay. My thing with burritos, though, and this will be the last food thing I say because before I start to get hungry. But, like, the thing about with burritos is when they wrap it, like, one bite will be all rice and beans, and then one bite will be steak, and then one bite will be all the veggies and shit. It's not like every bite is the same bite when you eat a burrito. And I don't know if that's what happens when you mix it or when you roll it. Tell me if I'm wrong. But sometimes in a burrito, like sometimes you take a bite and it's just like, oh, it's just all one thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So how do we...
The all rice bite.
Yeah, it's like it's like, all just like rice and beans. I'm like, where's the other shit in there? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we fix that as a society?
It'd be nice if they could do the... You know how they shake the salads?
Yeah. Just like... And then roll it.
That'd be...
Chipotle? You have 45... You have 24 hours to respond. but yeah, I that's what I noticed. Like sometimes in a burrito, like you take a bite and it's just all like beans or all rice or all meat. It's never like every single bite in a burrito is proportionate to everything.